Malachim Aleph, Perek Dalet. In the previous perek, we learned how Hashem had made Shlomo the wisest man of all time. Because of this, Yisrael was in awe of their new king Shlomo. Rashi adds, when the people saw Shlomo's ruling in the case of the baby, the nation was filled with happiness. This perek lists the name of the people Shlomo had set up his court with. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi HaMelech Shlomo Malach al Kol Yisrael. Shlomo had ruled over the entire nation of Yisrael, Ve'el HaSar Masherlo. And these are the names of the people that Shlomo had in his court. The Kohen, Azaryahu ben Sadok. The scribes, Alicharaf Ve'achiyah b'nei Shisha. The secretary, Yehoshaphat ben Achilud. The general of army, Beniyahu ben Yehoyada. The Kohanim, Tzadok ben Avyasar. Radak points out this is a different Avyasar than was listed earlier because Shlomo had banished that Avyasar. The head of the 12 commissioners were Azaryahu ben Nasan, the senior minister and friend of the king, Zvud ben Nasan. In charge of the house was Achishar. The taxes was Adoniram ben Avda. The Novi now lists from Pasuk Zion through Yates the name of the 12 regional commissioners Shlomo had set up throughout the entire land of Yisrael. Each one of the 12 commissioners would come one time per year in rotation to serve Shlomo HaMelech at his royal court. Keep in mind, Shlomo had a huge court with visitors and dignitaries from all over the globe. As the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer brings, Shlomo was one of 10 kings who ruled over the entire world. In Pasuk Zion, Shlomo Shnayim Asar Netzavim Al Kol Yisrael. Shlomo appointed 12 commissioners over the entire Yisrael. V'chukulos HaMelech V'esbeso Chodesh B'shana Ye'echad L'chalkalo. That each one came up for Shlomo to serve him 1 month out of the year. The Ramah Wali explains in a deeper sense, the Navi mentions the 12 shifts because they correspond to the Yud Beis Serufei Havaya, the 12 different arrangements of Hashem's name of Yud Kei Vav Kei that were giving support to the strength of the Malchus, of the kingship. The Ramah Wali continues, from here we see the kingship of Shlomo was created and fashioned after the Malchus in heaven, after the kingship in heaven. There was a tremendous amount of divine flow, bracha, coming down at that time as many children were born. In Pasuk Chaf, which is the end of the parak, Yehuda v'Yisrael rabim kechol asher al hayam lerov, oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim. That Yehuda and Yisrael were as large and tremendous as the sand on the seashore, and everyone was happy with eating and drinking. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day. Listening.